Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
More charges in the death of George Floyd. Governor Baker announces more reopening plans. And going back to the movies may not happen at AMC. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Trina's insensitive comments about Black Lives Matter protesters has her on the list of celebrities getting canceled in 2020.
Leroy has your sports.
Yep, and just like that, one team just got eliminated from making the Super Bowl this year.
But first, three former Minneapolis police officers have been charged with aiding and abetting murder in connection with the death of George Floyd. Also announced, Derek Chauvin, who had already been charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter, will now also be charged with second-degree murder. And a second-degree murder charge carries a statutory maximum sentence of 40 years upon conviction, compared to 25 years for third-degree murder. Meanwhile, George Floyd's memorial is scheduled for today in Minneapolis. He'll be buried in Houston next week.
All right. We got to talk about that later, see how everyone feels about that. I feel like we're taking steps in the right direction.
Listen, I need conviction. I need sentencing.
Well, that would be the next thing, but we need, you know, we got to get from zero to one, one to two.
Yeah, I know, but I just hope.
It'll get there, Pebbles. It'll get there.
I really hope that you are right. Governor Baker announced more reopening plans yesterday as they get ready for phase two. Nursing home visits and summer camps will be allowed. There will be visiting restrictions at nursing homes, rest homes, assisted living facilities that will allow for scheduled outdoor visits. Plans were also announced for retail stores where the number of customers will be monitored, and at malls, seating and food courts and children's play areas will remain closed. Face coverings will be required for all workers and customers, except those who can't wear one because of a medical condition or disability. Governor Baker said that a decision on a date for moving to phase two will be announced no later than Saturday. And we may not be getting back to the movies anytime soon, especially at AMC theaters. The movie chain warning that it may not survive the coronavirus pandemic. They said that even when it is announced that theaters will be allowed to reopen, the concern is that studios would push more movies straight to streaming services that they own. Also, you know, people are concerned about, you know, being in crowds. And at this point, AMC theaters will remain shut down through June. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, more of Lea Michele's co-stars are coming forward saying she was an absolute ass to work with. I told you guys yesterday that Lea was accused by a former Glee co-star, Samantha Ware, of making her TV gig a living hell, among other things. Other co-stars came forward and co-signed that, which forced Lea to issue what was at first considered an apology. But upon further review, while Lea did say the word sorry a lot, she also kept using the phrase sorry for how her behavior was perceived by others, which many say is not a real apology. Meanwhile, another Glee co-star posted on her Instagram saying Lea was very unpleasant to work with and should be called out, but she did defend the claims that Lea is racist, saying, quote, "It's implied that she is a racist, and although I cannot comment on her beliefs, I think we are assuming." The View co-host Meghan McCain is embarrassed as all hell after getting called out for lying in one of her recent tweets. Tuesday, she tweeted that, quote, "My neighborhood in Manhattan is eviscerated and looks like a war zone," and then saying Governor Cuomo and New York City Mayor de Blasio are a disgrace and not real leaders. Well, Kristen Bartlett, a former SNL writer, was quick to discredit Meghan's tweet, posting, quote, "Meghan, we live in the same building and I just walked outside. Oh, it's fine."
Not eviscerated per se, but
then,
you know, it's dark and scary.
It later came out that Meghan wasn't even home and that she's in Virginia. Because apparently she wanted to be somewhere where she could keep guns. This forced Meghan to come out and say when she was talking about her neighborhood looking like a war zone, it wasn't firsthand. It was footage she was seeing on TV and that she is heartbroken for
and
her
she
city.
Said, "That looks like my neighborhood, so I'm just going to say that's what's happening."
Pretty much. And 2020 hasn't been the best year for any of us. Lots of celebrities are being canceled, too, for acting a fool. And you can add rapper and now radio host Trina to that list of people. Trina does a morning show with Trick Daddy down in Miami, and on Monday's show, Trina went on a rant about the protests surrounding the death of George Floyd. First, she admitted that she doesn't get scared when the police pull her over because she's got all her paperwork.
When the police get behind you and the red and blue lights come on, you're not supposed to be scared.
I'm never scared. I have my license and registration and insurance. I'm not scared.
Oh, boy.
All it takes?
Apparently. Well, then she made it a point to say she didn't agree with looting and rioting and that there should be a curfew in place.
They need to make the curfew at 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's how I feel.
No.
Keep everybody off the street, these animals off the street that are running around in Miami-Dade County acting like they have escaped from a zoo. Lock them up at 5 p.m. so the streets can be nice and clean. That's how I feel.
Put, make her run as governor. There you go. Those are your two platforms when you run as governor of Miami.
Well, as you can expect, her feelings on the situation have pissed off a lot of people who are not, now they're calling for Trina to be canceled. And one of our former coworkers actually works down there now and was saying that she's actually getting death threats and people are threatening to burn the radio station down. It's getting really bad.
Wow.
And there's even a petition going around to get Trina fired. She is supposedly addressing her comments this morning on the air on her show. So we'll see what she has to say. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Hey. My God. Major League Baseball is so...
I
know. It gets out of touch. I'll probably do it during the sports report. The league rejected the players' offer of a 114-game season, and they told the players' union they don't plan on making a counter-proposal. So basically, the players want to keep their money. The owners want to make cuts, but let's keep it a buck. Interest in the game is not even high at all. So, you know, you have the pandemic, you got the protests, you got all this stuff going on. Nobody wants to hear about them arguing over money. Point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the NBA is back. Today at 12:30, the NBA is going to vote on a proposed 22-team restart of the season. It is expected to pass, and if it does, I'll be laid out somewhere crying tears of joy. And the NFL... Man, this is crazy. NFL quarterback Drew Brees was asked how he thinks the NFL should react to players possibly kneeling again once the season starts. And he said, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States. Almost instantly, there was backlash from teammates, former teammates. LeBron James even jumped in. Athletes of all kind, people from all over the place. The McCourty twins here, who play for the Patriots, they even had something to say. And I think they said it the best. They said, don't avoid the issue and try to make it about the flag or the military. Mm-hmm. Fight like your grandfathers for what's right. I think that sums it up perfect. Sums it up perfect.
Let
me ask you this, though, because I believe it was Martellus Bennett who tweeted this out yesterday. Does it surprise you that Drew Brees said that?
Yes.
Really?
It does for me.
I don't think it necessarily surprises me. I really don't. Like, I can't even think of why. I feel like he's always had these beliefs.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that he came out and said it is disgusting. I just don't understand how it's really a surprise.
If he said it when Colin Kaepernick originally kneeled and everybody was just like, you know, just throwing a million things. Oh, it's disrespecting the military, disrespecting America, and stuff like that.
Which it never was, by the way. Can we throw that out again?
Right. People were trying to say that. If he said it back then, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, after, you know, especially now that it's more clear as to why he did it, him saying it now, it's like, you still don't get it.
Right. Let me leave things on a high note. Shout out to Boston Bruin Patrice Bergeron. He's giving $50,000 to social justice groups. And that's what's up, and that's your sports.
All right, well, more good news to add to that. With protests going on in Minneapolis, a middle school was concerned that many of its students and families who live blocks from the police station were stuck without access to food. So the staff of the school wanted to help. They emailed friends and people in the community asking them to bring a total of about 85 food packages to the school parking lot with staples like cereal and bread, diapers, and other essentials. Well, the packages would then be distributed to anyone who needed them. Word spread on social media, and the expected donations would allow them to distribute about 150 packages. Well, hundreds of people showed up, and the school property was covered with thousands of bags of groceries. By the end of the day, about 30,000 food packages were delivered.
Wow.
I love it. That's your good news, and this report made hot by Big Y.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.